Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Stanley Kubrick, American Filmmaker, by David Mikix, narrated by Stephen J. Cohen. Introduction. Stanley Kubrick told me a story about a girl he loved, Kirk Douglas recalled. He had a big fight with her, and goddammit, he felt macho. The hell with it. He'd had enough. That was it. He packed his bag and slammed the door. He went out. As he started walking, that bag got heavier and heavier, and he couldn't carry it. He had to go back. A piquant fairy tale. Male defiance is quickly foiled by fate, which brings the man back to where he started. Kubrick's anecdote is also the plot of his last and most personal movie, Eyes Wide Shut. In that film, the man rebels by seeking sex. But most Kubrick movies are about rebellion of some kind. Usually, the rebel starts to look small, despite the sizable energies he lets loose. Being a rebel is not how you solve problems, and problem solving is very close to Kubrick's heart. When he made a movie, Kubrick was obsessively focused, because he had to find a solution to every problem. But he was also drawn to macho revolt, and to anything else that makes well-laid plans screw up royally. His movies are about mastery that fails. Perfectly controlled schemes get botched through human error or freak accidents, or hijacked by masculine rage. A rebellious imp of the perverse always lurks.